The only thing Abraham knew about faith, he learned from God. Now, he was not the first in line of those that trusted God. But God entered a blood covenant with him and taught him faith.
How does faith work? Is faith really necessary? Join Kenneth Copeland today on the Believer's Voice of Victory as he shares how words joined together with faith will bring the God kind of results. Now, here's Kenneth.
Let's look in the fourth chapter of the book of Romans. We're going to read quite a number of scriptures tonight because I want you to work from a solid foundation and where we're going with this. Romans chapter 4. The Apostle Paul is writing concerning faith. The 16th verse, therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end. The promise might be sure to all the seed. Now you remember in Galatians 3, and if you be in Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise?
Yeah.
Not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him. Or the cross reference says, like him or like unto him whom he believed, even God. The only thing Abraham knew about faith, he learned from God. Now, he was not the first in line of those that trusted God. But God entered a blood covenant with him and taught him faith. And so, like God, whom he believed, who quickeneth the dead, who makes alive dead things, and calls those things which be not as though they were. Now that said, God does that. Amen. Does he ever change? Does he have to upgrade? Does he have to go back and say, well, I believe we can do better than that? No, he's right the first time. Amen. So if he ever called things that be not as though they were, he still does. Now, did Abraham get into trouble because he imitated God and acted like him, and he called things that be not as though they were? No, the Bible said he brought glory to God doing that. Said it right here in this fourth chapter of Romans. Now, let's lay that as a plank on this platform that we're building here in order to be able to clearly see into something and understand some things about why it is like it is. Let's go to the Gospel of John, chapter 1. Verse 1. This is very familiar scripture, but Read it very carefully with me. This is exactly what the Apostle Paul was referring to. God calling things that be not as though they were. Not as though they are. As though they were. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Nothing. Without Him, there would be nothing. There's not anything that happened outside Him and came into existence. You understand that?
Yeah.
Now, you have to know this. God did this in the Hebrew language. It is the creation language. This is very important. If you plug this in someplace, if you have to write it down someplace, do it. Understand this fact. And we're going to see this again in a moment. Now, the Hebrew word for thing, anything, nothing, all things, natural things, material substance, material things. The Hebrew word for thing is word.
Amen. Amen.
Now, if you don't speak Hebrew, your mind has to work on that a little bit. Because it comes to, since it's two totally different words in our thinking. But yet, understand, in Hebrew, thing and word are the same thing. No thing was made. All things were made by Him. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And all things were made by words.
Amen.
I'm going to keep poking at you till I get something exciting except a blank stare on your face. Because we're working this information. It has to be introduced to your mind. But as we work under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, you and I both, He'll pull it up out of your spirit, and that's when you see things. It's important. Stay with me. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Now, we know God is love. The Scripture says God is light. What is the energy, the central energy substance in all things? Science has finally caught up with the first chapter in the book of the Bible. Light energy is in all things. Glory. Let there be light. There was light. Sunshine didn't happen for four more days. So what was that light? Light energy was released. His glory. What was it? Words. I thought it was things. It was.
Amen.
The entrance of his word bringeth light. That's not just insight. The entrance of his word brings light, energy.
Yes.
That's what the anointing is.
Amen.
That ought to be enough right there to make you glad you came tonight. Now, God is love. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with love. And the Word was love. All things were made by love. And without love was not anything made. Is there a concept beginning to develop in your spirit concerning God that you begin to realize that He is the all in all?
Amen.
He doesn't have love. He is love. Amen. This was love's desire. Things came out of love.
Amen.
Things were never to be the object of greed. Things are not for the getting. Things are for the giving.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
You don't ever use people to get things. You use things to bless and love people.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Now, whew, glory. Love spoke, faith filled words. That created all things. The word is the mold, if I can put it like that. I want you to get a concept of what I'm saying. We don't think in letters and words. We think in pictures. And those pictures become the base for the way we think. Well, when God created, for instance, the animals and this planet, the earth, before the foundation of the world, he already had it all done. Had it all planned, knew exactly what it all was. For instance, if I say dog, you don't think D-O-G. But just by saying dog, you can think of anything you want to think. But if I say black dog, big black curly dog, big black curly dog with white spots. The picture's changing all the time. Big, ugly, mean. Spotted old hound. I don't care. See, the more description you make, what happens? You haven't spelled any of this. Pictures, images are changing. God took those images and released the image word filled with creative faith, and it was. Hallelujah. But when he created the man, he was the image. It was not an inner blueprint of some kind. He was the image. The image of man was himself. Created him exactly like him. Not kind of like him. In his image. All of the same characteristics. All of the same abilities. Only one difference between man and God. God was first, and man needed him.
Amen.
Amen. God said, and he saw. God said, and then he saw it. And this is important. Get this. God said, light be, light was.
Amen.
God said, and he saw that it was good. But he didn't see until after he said. He didn't see and then say. You understand? That ain't the way it works. Now, there's not two or three different systems of this. There's only one.
Amen.
It's his, and it was right the first time. He don't need to change. Now, love spoke faith-filled words to create all things. Now, we know it was faith-filled words because of the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews talking about faith. That whole chapter is about faith, starting off with God's faith and then the faith of Abraham, and you come right, you know, right on down through. It's the Hall of Fame of faith. Praise God. Well, through faith, it says, through faith we understand that God, don't look at me, Lex, turn to Hebrews chapter. Amen. You need to put your eyes on this. And I'm going to do my best not to get in a hurry. I've already preached this to me, and it's good where we're going, and I'm anxious to get there, but I might slow down here and be still where you can go with me. Hebrews 11. Now faith is the substance. Say substance. Faith is the substance of things. Now what? Where do things come from?
Yeah.
Faith is the substance of words.
Yeah.
And words are things, and things were words before they were things, which are words that were things. And faith is the substance of them. Faith is the substance, the evidence of things not yet seen. Now, I like what the Amplified translation says there that amplifies that statement, that if you were reading from this text that this was translated from, this is what you would hear with your ear, that faith is the substance of things not yet revealed to the physical senses. It is the evidence of those things. It is the substance of words becoming things, so the thing substance was there before you could see it.
Yeah, that's right.
So then that explains then, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Now, this phrase has a double reference here. And it was translated in English, leaning towards our faith. But now listen to it again. Through faith we understand the worlds were framed by the word of God. Not just that by faith we understand it. That's not what he's saying here. That's part of it. You have to have faith to understand it. But he's saying, we understand that by faith, God framed everything we see. Because he just got through saying, faith is the substance of things. So everything that is material the creative substance was faith in words. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. Same as in the beginning with God. All things were created by Him. There's another scripture that said all things were created for and by Him. So, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. And I have heard and I've heard people say, well, God created the heavens and the earth out of nothing. Where did you get that? That ain't what that said. Well, yeah, see, Brother Copeland said, so that things which are seen were not made out of things which do appear. Well, that didn't say it was made out of nothing. It said it was made out of something you can't see. The substance was faith, which is a spiritual force. Before it was transformed by that spiritual substance into a material substance that you could see, it began in the Spirit as the faith substance of God, the very creativeness of God. That Word filled with it, you filled the mold with faith, and wham, there he is, man, praise God. It's like having a mold and you pour the substance in it, and then after it sits up, you remove the mold and there the thing is.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, that things which are seen were not made of things which you can see. God spoke faith-filled words.
When everything you planned for your future seems to be shattering, if changes you didn't count on are happening faster than you can deal with, when you're doing everything you can but still feel uncertain, if the voice of the world is getting louder and you don't know what to do, God has the answer. Develop the spirit of faith inside you. God has placed in you the foundation for everything you can imagine, and it's called faith. Kenneth Copeland's powerful, life-changing teaching, The Spirit of Faith, will change the way you look at your circumstances. Learn how to speak, think, and act in faith. Find out how to hear the voice of God more clearly regarding critical decisions. Get confidence to walk through the doors of opportunity God opens. The Spirit of Faith can overcome every obstacle and help you achieve your full potential. Grow in faith and experience the future God has for you as you develop the Spirit of Faith. Order your copy of Kenneth Copeland's teaching series, The Spirit of Faith, now available for just $12. For faster delivery, order online at kcm.org. To request your copy by phone, call 800-575-4455. Or you may write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Learn how faith is released by speaking God's word to the circumstances. Order The Spirit of Faith today.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jeremy Pearsons, and I want to tell you about an outstanding teaching series by my grandfather, Brother Kenneth Copeland, entitled The Spirit of Faith. Now, if you're wondering, how can I tell if I'm in faith? I want you to stop right now and check your attitude. Take inventory of the way you approach situations. Yeah, I know there's tough stuff, but what about your attitude in the middle of it? Because faith is not down. Faith is not depressed. Faith stands up straight, speaks God's word boldly, and expects things to change and line up with the word of God. You put His words in your mouth, and you will change the world around you. Order this. Get a hold of this. Study this. Get it down in you. Now, on today's broadcast, you heard my grandfather talking to us out of the book of Romans chapter 4, verse 16, where he said, therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed. You need to get in that and study it and find out for yourself what that means. But God spoke faith-filled words that created everything. That was his way, his form of creation. And it's faith in your words that create things in the world you live in. It's faith, the faith in God. When you put His Word in you, coming out of you, it changes situations. It changes circumstances. And it's the truth. It works every time it's put to work. Let me pray for you right now. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray over this radio and television audience, this internet audience. I pray over them, Lord, wherever they are watching this right now. And I hook up with them in faith, and we speak to things around them in the world that they live in, and things that are not yet lined up with Your Word. We say that they must bow their knee to the name of Jesus. And I thank You, Lord, that You are at work in the life of every believer now, in Jesus' name. Amen. We want to let you know once again about the Southwest Believers Convention, August 3rd through the 8th in Fort Worth, Texas. This is our hometown meeting. You need to come and be a part of this. There's a lot going on in and around these meetings too. Pre-service prayer every morning and evening. There's stuff for your kids, your children, ages 6 to 12. We've got Super Kid Academy for your junior high and high school students, ages 13 to 18. We've got 1440 Student Ministries. All of this information is on our website, kcm.org. Go there, get all your questions answered. And if you've still got more questions, please contact us here at the ministry. We'd be glad to help you in any way we can. Thank you so much for joining us today and every day that you're a part of these broadcasts. We are so thankful that you tune in, and we believe that the Word of God is powerful enough to change the world we live in. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you that God loves you. We love you. And like Kenneth and Gloria always say, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for watching The Believer's Voice of Victory. If you'd like to purchase a copy of this broadcast on CD or DVD, go to our website or call or write to us today. To request your gift of Kenneth Copeland's mini book, Faith and Patience, log on to our website at kcm.org, call our toll-free number at 800-575-4455, or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. One book per household, please. Let God's glory shine in your life at the 2009 Southwest Believers Convention.
It's a time of refreshing.
To get just saturated completely with the Word of God.
Abraham's blessing is mine. The Eden blessing is mine. My circumstance is supposed to look just like the Garden of Eden.
It's life for my children. It's health to my children.
We came to hear from God.
Now that you're in Christ Jesus, then you can walk together with Him in this earth realm.
The more you engage, the more you receive.
Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, and Creflo Dollar August 3rd to the 8th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. With Super Kid Academy for ages 6 through 12 and 1440 for ages 13 through 18, there's a place for the whole family. To find out more, call 800-600-7395 or visit kcm.org. Next Sunday on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
In the kingdom of God, we're having good days. We're not having down days. We're not having sad days. The joy of the Lord's our strength. We're not having broke days, unemployed days. We're blessed.